When a severe storm hits, your house is basically the only thing standing between you and, well, absolute chaos.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's just an incredibly helpless feeling, right? Like watching the weather just totally batter your property. But today's deep dive is about turning that everyday home into an impenetrable fortress.
Exactly. We're looking at a pretty comprehensive severe weather mitigation guide from George Lumege at GoPro Restoration.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this because preparation isn't just buying a bunch of bottled water.
No, definitely not.
It's understanding the actual physics of a storm so you can actively protect your property.
Yeah, I mean, you can't outmuscle a storm, but you can outsmart it by stripping away its
Right.
advantages. And that battle starts right at the physical shell of your house.
Like the doors, the windows, the foundation, all that.
Exactly. Step one of the checklist is defending that structure by sealing gaps and cracks along the shell.
But I have to push back a little on that. I mean, isn't this just standard winterization? Like you caulk the windows so your heating bill doesn't spike in November?
Well, what's fascinating here is that while it looks like basic maintenance, the physics of a storm actually change the game completely. We aren't just trying to trap warm air in.
Right. They're fighting intense environmental pressure.
Exactly. During a severe storm, wind-driven rain doesn't just fall straight down, it gets pushed horizontally into your house with immense sustained force.
Oh wow, yeah. So it's less like putting a rain jacket on the house and more like a submarine.
A submarine, yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Because a tiny leak at the surface is just a drip. But under the extreme pressure of high winds, that same gap acts like a high-pressure nozzle.
Right, literally spraying water directly inside your drywall. And once water gets forced into those hidden cracks under pressure, you're not just dealing with a puddle, you're dealing with invisible, long-term structural rot.
Yikes. Okay, so the submarine is sealed. But even a perfectly sealed hull can be breached if the environment around it turns into a weapon.
Yeah, the guide points us out into the yard
Right,
next.
specifically looking at terrain and tree branches.
The immediate surroundings can actually be your biggest vulnerability. Take the grading of your lawn, for example. If the soil slopes even slightly toward your house,
Which, let's be honest, a lot of them do over time.
oh, absolutely. And a heavy deluge just creates this pooling water right against your foundation walls.
And that's bad because of hydrostatic pressure, right? Like the water isn't just sitting there.
Spot on, the actual weight of it is pushing against the concrete. Hydrostatic pressure can literally crack solid concrete foundations.
Wow.
Yeah, proper grading channels that pressure harmlessly away from the structure. But, water isn't the only threat in the yard.
Yeah, and here's where it gets really interesting. I mean, we all know to like bring in the patio furniture. You look at a plastic lawn chair and think, oh, it's completely harmless.
Right, but the guide breaks down the wind dynamics. Wind speed doesn't just increase force linearly.
It scales exponentially.
Precisely. At severe storm speeds, a simple 5-pound chair doesn't just blow over. It hits your window with the force of a moving car.
A moving car. That is wild.
It is. So securing loose items isn't just keeping your patio tidy, It's literally disarming projectiles.
Disarming projectiles. I like that.
And it's a neighborhood safety issue, too. Your unanchored umbrella can easily become the missile that takes out your neighbor's living room window.
Right. So we've reinforced the shell to handle the pressure, and we've neutralized the yard. But eventually, the storm hits, the grid goes down, and we're inside.
Yeah, the guide obviously touches on emergency kits for power outages.
Like the non-perishable food, water, flashlights, batteries, first aid kit, all that.
Exactly. But let's skip the standard remember to buy a flashlight lecture. The advanced play here is having a plan for recovery before the storm even forms.
Like knowing exactly who to call.
Right. The guide specifically mentions consulting professionals like GoPro Restoration in the Ottawa Valley to assess your vulnerabilities and plan for rapid drainage or structural fixes ahead of time.
Ahead of time, yeah. So what does this all mean for the person listening right now? Like if they want to prioritize this checklist today, what is the fundamental mindset shift?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about moving away from an anxious, reactive state. You aren't just waiting for the chaos to hit so you can clean up the mess.
Right, you're taking away the storm's ammunition.
Exactly. By sealing the pressure leaks, fixing your hydrostatic grating, and securing the yard, you are actively mitigating the risks.
It's a total shift in control. So we've got our checklist. Handle the pressure dynamics by sealing the shell, fix the soil grading, lock down anything that can turn into a wind-driven missile, have your emergency kit packed, and keep your professional mitigation contacts on speed dial.
It's the ultimate shortcut to peace of mind when the sky turns dark.
Absolutely. Well, to wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave you with this thought. If you walked outside your house right now, what is the first harmless, everyday decoration sitting on your lawn that you'd suddenly realize is a high wind hazard waiting to happen?